This is the Opening Market Podcast on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for Wednesday. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Jim, what's happening here on Wednesday?
Hey, good morning. We're seeing a little bit of a mixed bag. We had the corn and the wheat market finding and catching a little bit of a bid here in the overnight market. The beans, on the other hand, were steady, a little bit weaker. What we're going to see today, Mark, is a lot of positioning for the USDA report that comes out tomorrow. We did get a flash sale this morning. It looks like somebody came in and wanted to buy some beans, 254,000 metric tons of beans to an unknown buyer. Looks like somebody wanted to jump in and buy a little bit before the report tomorrow, which is always a good sign.
And thinking about the report tomorrow, we know that we have our big things that we're going to be looking at. We're talking about the Brazil production numbers, those ending stocks numbers here in the United States. Is there anything else, Jim, that you have circled going into the report that you're interested to find out tomorrow?
Well, it's going to be a little bit interesting. You mentioned Brazil. There's a huge discrepancy on what the Brazil crop size is on the beans, of what the South Americans are saying and what the Americans are saying. But then we had that a little bit in Argentina yesterday. Argentina made some revisions that kind of surprised the people down on the Argentina corn crop. So the market will be looking to see what they do. On the domestic side, those quarterly grain stocks came out. The government makes their adjustments from it. We're looking for maybe feed and ethanol usage to be up a little bit, maybe feed usage for wheat down a little bit. I mean, in general, I'm not looking for much of a game changer on this report. I think the market will trade it. We will no doubt about that. But the reality is the market's focus really is going to be moving on to planning. Right now, it's kind of a tale of two cities. If you get east of the Mississippi River, we're quite wet where I'm at. There's more rain coming across the Midwest or the eastern Midwest here this latter part of the week, where the West, where you're at, not quite so much. So, the markets we watch to see how quick everything can get planted will be the next next headline we're looking at.
And we know that coming up here recently, it sounds like we're going to find out about the sustainable aviation fuel, the guidelines there for the emissions model and everything that goes into that. We know, Jim, this could be a potential boom market for renewable fuels and then the demand for corn and soybeans here in the country. And that's going to be something that we're all going to have our eyes on when that is announced. What do you think about kind of the timeline of where we're at?
Hopefully sooner than better. They keep kicking that can down the road as they've been trying to get these requirements figured out. I think hopefully they'll get it done sooner than later, and it's something I think very desperately we're going to need. The reality is we continue to lose export shares to the market, to the Ukrainians as well as the South Americans, and I think that trend is going to continue, unfortunately. And so if we do not find another outlet for the crops we are producing, renewable diesel, sustainable aviation, and the ethanol, we are going to overproduce and we're going to drive prices way too low. So this is something that's very critical, I believe, for the American agriculture. Not to mention, I think it's very good for the environment. I think it's good for the U.S. economy as we build these plants out to drive those jobs here in the United States.
Let's flip over to the other side of the ag marketplace in the livestock complex. What are we seeing with the protein sector?
A little bit of consolidation on the cattle market the last couple of days. After kind of just the hard bloodbath we've seen literally the last couple of weeks due to the bird flu story, the funds were long a lot of protein. When they saw the headlines, they sold aggressively. They've liquidated a lot of positions. It looks like that panic selling has mitigated and ended. If it has, hopefully we can start working this back up. Overall, the cash market's come down a little bit, but not down near as hard as the futures market. And that tells me, hopefully, that we've got some demand for this product. Remember, we're just moving into the prime grilling season here. Chicago, we've had a couple beautiful days. We're, month and a half out from Memorial Day weekend. And hopefully that demand will show back up. And the fear selling that has been here will mitigate, and we'll start bringing these prices back up.
For the hogs right now, are they still standing in a decent spot, or is it still, Jim, that you feel like most of what's happening for the hogs is related to those headlines we've gotten from avian influenza, and maybe things will settle back down a little bit?
I would argue yes. I think you're right. I mean, I think overall the hog industry's, supply's there, the demand's probably there, but there's no doubt about it. They were selling live cattle, they were buying hogs. The cattle collapsed, the hog market caught a huge run up here recently on that. If you could start seeing some stabilization watching the cattle market, I would expect for the hog market to pull back a little bit as they kind of unwind that trade.
And in talking to your producers here in the Midwest and specifically Iowa, Illinois, we know Illinois, you've gotten more rainfall than we have here in Iowa recently. But right now, what does it sound like for farmers that are getting ready to get in the field? Are they just days away, Jim, or are they a little bit longer here before they start planting?
Where I'm at, it's going to be a little bit longer. There's still fields with a lot of water in them right now. Like I said, we've got more rain in the forecast here tomorrow. So we're not really behind. I think our plant date for insurance is April 10th. So we're today. So we're not behind, but there's no doubt about it. The producers around here are getting kind of itchy trigger finger to get it going. I know you get to southern Illinois. We've had some clients of far southern Illinois start planting. We've had some clients in Missouri start planting. And I'm guessing where your neck of the woods, they'll be going relatively quick with these forecasts.
Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net, our guest here today. What is the best way for our listeners to get in touch for more marketing information?
You can reach me directly at 815-665-0461. Reach any of the AgMarket members at 844-424-6758. Any questions or any like some more research, go to agmarket.net.
Thanks for the time today. Always a busy day on WASDE Report Day, so good luck tomorrow, Jim. Have a great week.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
That was Jim McCormick with agmarket.net. It is time now for a check of the numbers. May corn up 2.25 at 433.5. May soybeans down 0.75 at 1173.75. May soybean meal down $2.50 at $333.10. May soybean oil up 20 cents at $47.72. Chicago wheat up 5.75 at $563.50. Minneapolis wheat up 10.25 at $661.50. Kansas City wheat up 14.5 at $591.75. And May oats up 1.5 at $331.25. On the Merck, April live cattle down 45 cents at $180.25. April feeder cattle down $1.10 at $239.60. May lean hogs up 50 cents at $99.27. May pork cutout up 77 cents at $104.87. And Class 3 milk down 3 cents at $15.53. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.